Peace, family. Welcome to another episode of Fresh Pharaoh Entertainment. We're your host. I'm Horace the Pharaoh.
It's the God, Don the Ascended. And your boy, Rod the Guy, back at you with another banger for the people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And today we're going into another small mini-series. We hope you enjoyed the Chakra series because the numbers be racking. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
And today we're going to talk, well, we're going to go into our new series, The Seven Laws of Tahuti, right? And right. So the Seven Laws of Tahuti are essentially... Well, we actually live by so many of these laws, and we don't even know it. You know what I'm saying?
You just right. Random and give them different names that we're not familiar with. Because,
for example, you know that the whole fad with the law of attraction is one of the laws of Tahuti. Mm-hmm. And people also try to make it seem like you can. They try to pick and choose which one they like and which one they're going to use.
Nah, but it's a book. It's like a set. It's a set of rules.
Right. Like, it's like the same way people look at their Ten Commandments, in a sense. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Except these aren't based on a figure, in a sense. These are things that are proved not just by science, but on the metaphysical level as well. You know what I think?
Yeah, it's like, apart from the Ten Commandments, those are almost like rules. You know what I'm saying? Rules, in the sense of follow these or die. Almost. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But these are universal laws, sort of like basic principles to live by, just to get a peace of mind, you know what I'm saying? Being at one with the you spiritually, physically, and mentally. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It's like they help you understand who you are on a better level and understand how the universe operates. This isn't about what I believe in. For example, the law that we'll be focused on today, if you haven't noticed that episode, is the first law, which is the law of mentalism, right? Mm-hmm. And the law of mentalism, the most basic way to put it is that everything is mental. Simple way to put it. Everything is your mind, right? And the universe is mental as a result of that.
Right.
And with that, let's look at it like this goes into the idea that you manifest your own reality. And it breaks into the idea that the universe is also fractal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, though, yes, we all live in a conducive universe together, on the mental level, you can construct your own universe based upon your mentality. But this constructed universe that you have is still part of but another universe. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's that same thing we've mentioned in episodes constantly, that universe is out of a universe theory.
It's a manifestation of a collective mind.
Right.
Yeah, I was a little bit, what I was about to say is that on the flip side, even when you're talking about the individual and how we all can manifest our own universe, our own realities, the universe in itself is a creation of all of our own perceptions, all of our own, individual, It's on the tip of my tongue.
Presets,
conscious.
It's like our own personal experiences of the world.
Perspective, perception.
Yeah, I guess that'll work. But yeah, that's pretty much the universe in itself is that collective source of everyone. That's what the universe is. It's a manifestation of everyone. And on the flip side, that manifestation of everyone, if you look at each individual part, they're creating a manifestation of their own.
And what this principle embodies is that everything is mind. Like, everything is your mind. Your universe is a projection of your mind, literally. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's how I tell people, I believe that no one is ever wrong and that debates aren't real. And I say that because everyone has their own reality based on their experiences and beliefs.
Man, I say everything is subjective, really, when you look at it.
And go ahead.
I was about to say, a lot of times I be talking to my friends and I honestly think there's only a couple objective truths of the world that you can't say, no matter what your belief is, this is what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
I feel like one of the only objective truths we know is that we all gonna die one day.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like everything else, when you think about it, it's like, bro, how much of what we know has been taught to us from someone else, whether that be from a book, movie, TV show, documentary, word of mouth, whatever it may be. Whenever we are given information from someone else, we're given information from their own perspective, which is coming from their own universe that is being constructed by them. You feel me? And if everybody has a different construction, then who are we to say that something is wrong just because the majority of universes or the majority of people don't find that to be true? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so even if you're looking at things and 99 out of 100 people are saying, yo, this is wrong, this is bad, whatever, whatever, even though you only have one person who is disagreeing with the majority, the fact that that one person has created that image or mentality in their mind that this is right to me, now you no longer have an objective truth. You feel me?
All right. Like, though some, I believe someone can still be actually wrong about something, but like, for example, if someone said birds don't have wings, you can literally look and be like, all right then, but in his reality, you cannot exactly. tell him otherwise.
That's what I'm saying. You can't change him in his own reality. You feel me? Because like you just said, obviously there are things in the world. If somebody were to say, oh yeah, that's not right, people gonna look at you like, you stupid. All right. You can look at that and tell that it is the opposite of what you just said. But you know, not to dive too far away from the original topic, it's just showing that the fact that we all individually can create these realities, these universes, just using our thoughts, our minds, they're so powerful, man. And you know, I think today we should really talk about using our minds as the tools they're meant to be used. Because the fact that this is the first law really shows you that it's probably one of the most important.
Exactly.
Right. And on this, like, from this concept of we are all mind, you get the phenomena that we know, such like life, matter, etc., etc. Because it's so funny, because even this topic is dual in nature. You know what I'm saying? How about the universe being mental, but the universe also being its own hive mind in itself.
Right.
And this leads into the second law, but we'll get to that another day. I mean, we don't talk about that law every episode, but ultimately, to understand, to be able to grasp and how to use this, you have to truly change your mindset and to understand that what you believe or what you do creates what you are going through. So, for example, if someone says, man, everything sucks, don't get mad when everything sucks. And though that might come off very harsh, you are the one projecting that. And I think people do that very often, especially in order to get a response opposite of that. And I feel like that all it does is fuel your ego to bring you down lower, to a lower vibration, because now you aren't doing your own self-work. You're looking for others to help do your work for you.
That goes into one of these little points I found about the law. It said, number one, be intentional about what ideas you allow to enter your subconscious mind. That was a perfect representative of what you just said, because them negative thoughts that you allow cloud your judgment can actually change your perception of how the world is going. So, you know, if you think maybe you're going to attract more negative, your day, it may be like, let them one moment just ruin your whole day, you know? Yeah. The rest just go downhill from there. So
exactly. Like you just said, you have one moment, one bad moment in your day. And then at the end of the day, you'll have the audacity to say, oh, man, I had a terrible day. Today was just so bad. But in reality, what it was is that you had one unfortunate event happen, and you let that thought continue to spiral out of control within your mental.
Right? For example, I think the best, and I think this relates to all of us, how to change. I'm going to make a relation between high school and college, right? Oof. So in high school, you know, when you failed a test in high school, you just felt bad all day.
Like, man, hey, you trying to go out and hoop? Now I don't feel like you're gonna get on the game. Nah, then, I'm just going.
And note how that could ruin your whole life. Now you mad all day about everything. Teacher says, you know, teacher be calling here and you ain't saying nothing. You're like, man, that lady getting on my nerves. You like, bro, she just said,
how it goes. If you had passed that test, you would have been cheering on us over here present. But any other time, that's this one moment, literally, you turn into that asshole for the rest of the damn way.
And then, but then think about college, right? Everybody don't fail the test in college. You fail that test, you go, well, you know what I'm saying?
On to the next.
And your day continues to be the same. You could have failed something and still have had one of the best days ever. And I think that's attributed to the mindset and how we're, I mean, that also goes into the programming of the educational system. But all in all, that's just to show a relation to how your experience towards something and your reaction shapes your day, your reality. For example, like I said earlier, you ever find people that's just always down on themselves for no reason, and they're constantly down. They can have great stuff happening to them, but they let that one negative event turn everything they get negative. Like, they can't take any type of compliments. You can't be like, wow, you did that. And they'd be like, yeah, but I also this also happened. Like, man, if you don't shut up and just embrace the good that's going on through this.
Mm-hmm.
This is why, you know, whenever I see people who seem to dwell on the negative, an exercise that I found to be quite helpful for me is get you a journal, notebook, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Get you pen and paper, something to write with. And write down things that are going well in your life, right?
Mm.
Write down things that you are thankful for. You feel me? And then take a step back and actually appreciate what you have now written down in a positive manner. Because like we've been saying, all day, it's easy for humans to dwell on the negative, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, we humans, we're programmed to, whenever there's something bad, it's like, oh man, by all means, stay away from it. You know what I'm saying? Demonizes this. We want nothing to do with anything that is bad, anything that makes us feel bad. We only want what makes us feel good. But if you sit there and you're only focusing on the negative, then you will continue to attract more negative. So it's seldom that you find people who will focus on the positive, right? Even if it's something small, like, yo, I woke up this morning, I got food on my plate, I got a bed to sleep in. Mm-hmm. Being thankful for things like that, being positive, that will literally change your whole day. If you wake up in the morning, it's like, yo, I'm thankful I woke up this morning. Yo, I'm thankful I had a bed to sleep in last night. Yo, I'm thankful I got food, breakfast to eat today. And then you're like, your whole day, your whole trajectory of your day is changed just because you decided to think on a positive instead of the negative. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. And,
well, go ahead, Roger.
Now, I'll say I love that because that's definitely good for handling, especially loss. Because, you know, way it works that if you have 100 things and someone steals one, your mind will go towards that one thing that's lost and the 99 things you've gained and for that moment.
You might not even care about that one.
Exactly. Just the fact that you don't have it anymore. You're just like, dang, it's gone.
And I think what's good about what y'all both just said is that it kind of represents, you know, the system of like how in politics you have a checks and balances, right?
Mm-hmm.
For the little power, whatever. The universe operates the same way. For example, if a person says, man, I love this, and they lying, the universe going to check your ass. And I think that shit dope because you could say I'm not mad about that shit. And then the universe gonna make you mad about that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or it's gonna find a way to, or let's say you're trying to manifest something and you know you don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize that opposite keep happening. Though you might be saying, man, I'm happy today. But every day you keep finding a reason to be sad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The universe can sense that BS because the universe don't operate on that. The universe operates on certainty because it's a very uncertain thing. Think about it like this. The universe is very uncertain. The star is exploding the moment one is being born. Due to that uncertainty, certainty has higher value, just as uncertainty has high value within the universe. You feel what I'm saying? So the universe will chat, oh, this dude's certain, so we're going to make this happen. But when you uncertain, it's gonna hit you with a random. It's like, what's the probability? That's the word. Yeah,
yep.
Probability, right?
I mean, it's sort of like with the law of attraction, right? We're talking about
exactly. Mentality.
The law of attraction, if you really understand it, you know that it doesn't work if you're not intentional and absolutely certain about what it is that you want to attract, right? That's why you have to be so specific about what it is you want to attract.
Like when someone says, I want something, and then you be like, go for it. And then they keep saying they want it, and it ain't happening because you didn't want it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you truly did not want it then.
That's why it's almost like the genie. You feel me? You get this magic lamp or whatever. The genie's like, all right, I'm gonna grant you 3 wishes. And then you say, yo, you know what I'm saying? I want to be able to jump high. And it can turn you into a frog. It's like, nah, bro, you have to be specific, intentional about what it is that you want to attract. Same thing with your mindset, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be intentional about having that positive mindset. You got to be intentional about filtering out the negative thoughts. You got to be intentional about things of that nature because the mind is, even though it is our most powerful tool, it's also one of the most vulnerable tools
exactly. And
one that can be most easily manipulated and most easily misused if you're not intentional about the way that it's being handled.
And with this, that's what we're saying about manifestation is important, because this whole principle is akin to the whole process of mental projection. This is like your manifestation 101. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And at that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you use your thoughts to shape your reality. And the thought must proceed before that. You have to have that concise thought, you know what I'm saying, to, in order to create anything. And to apply this, you have to become closer with your divine self, right? And this then applies to the chakras that we stated earlier with our chakra series, right? Mm-hmm. You have to come. So all this is correlated. You feel what I'm saying? Exactly. One thing, you can take one thing and use it, but then you realize this one thing also relates to another thing. So you utilize everything together. It's fullness.
Everything's connected.
Right. Everything's interconnected. The mind is divine. So you want to make your mind divine to create your mental fortitude. If one is person isn't in tune with themselves, how do you expect to have this principle of mentalism at such a high state, a high frequency? You know what I'm saying? Exactly. And this end result brings you closer with the universe. And discovering your said purpose, or your existence in this reality, right?
Right. Yeah.
And it shows that the mind has an existence on all planes. Think about it like this: the mind exists in the astral world, the ether. You know what I'm saying? The mm-hmm. physical realm, the shadow realm, et cetera, et cetera. The mind is a constant feature. Think about it like this. We've all watched X-Men, right? Mm-hmm. The whole principle of Cerebro, how he's everywhere at once with his mind.
Yeah.
How he can project, he can project suggestions in your mind. Like, he'd be like, oh, I'm not going to do that now. I think I'm going to go ahead and I'm not going to turn to this door now. You know what I'm saying?
He saved his own life by putting his mind in somewhere else, another body.
Right. Or he can almost freeze time with mind with the perception that everything is stopping. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's a great example of how not only they hide the secrets within plain sight, within everything, but the whole aspect that your mind is literally the ultimate tool. Mm-hmm. And so once you leave your mind vulnerable to suggestion, you no longer are a free person, which is why I tell people anything on the media, I said, well, most of the time, what you believe is not what you believe. We are programmed since birth, whether it's from your parents, the TV, the phone,
peers,
your experiences, peers, et cetera, et cetera. You have to then, detach yourself from everything, and then you have to unlearn and then relearn. You feel what I'm saying?
And that's a difficult task for a lot of people to accomplish, because when you have these thoughts that have been impressed upon you that you have believed your entire life, man, you got people that's, you know, 30, 40 years old, you telling them to reject decades worth of experiences and knowledge and things that they thought was true. But you got to be able to understand that at any moment in your life, somebody could literally destroy your entire reality and tell mm-hmm. you everything you know is wrong.
Wrong. Mm-hmm.
And that goes for anybody, bro. Like,
right.
And I feel like that's just being able to accept the reality that we live in and not let your ego get in the way of accepting that reality, accepting that truth. Like, nothing, we don't know anything 100% for sure. You feel me?
Right.
So,
and this hermetic principle of mentalism puts mentalism over mind and, well, not over matter and energy. Mm-hmm. So it's like that trifecta, you know what I'm saying? Matter, energy, mind. It's this trifecta, right? Your holy trinity, if you will. You know what I'm saying? Those three things together create what we call as God, and that God can be you. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And even in the context of quantum physics, mentalism means the physical world can be reduced to patterns or potential connections among potential concentrations of matter or energy, showing you that, okay, if we know energy is transferred in so many ways, you got sound energy, kinetic energy, potential energy, and if that is then converted to matter, which can be converted to your mind, that's literally telling you, for if you're talking, you're doing sound, a sound energy. Mm-hmm. So now your sound energy is being converted to matter, which is then being converted to your mind, and that's energy too. That's another connection. Mm-hmm. And the universe responds to you. The universe responds to frequencies, does it not? Indeed. Same way they can still find, or they have radios that are picking up still radiations of the, not radiations, but I guess you could say echoes of the Big Bang. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The universe is nothing but a frequency, right? The universe is a universe. Uni means one, verse. Universe ain't nothing but one big old song, motherfucker. That's what you talking about.
We the notes in the chorus.
That's right? Crazy. That's DJ Khaled for real. Another one. Yes. Another.
We the best.
Right? Doppler effect. And on that note, we probably gonna close this out. This is a relatively short one, but does anyone have anything they want to add to this principle or a good closing statement?
Hold on. Well, we done hit all these points, but it's a reminder, make sure we ain't forgetting anything. Okay, so we program your mind with healthy trauma, you know, reputations, symbols, affirmations.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. Three, observe your thoughts just as you wake. Redirect them towards positive ideologies, love, like gratitude, like enjoyment. Leave positive impact on subconscious before going to sleep. Associate with those that impact you in healthy, beneficial, and pleasurable ways. And lastly, transmute toxic thoughts with positive words.
I want to go back to one thing you said about healthy trauma. I think that's a very important thing to note. We always looked at trauma as just trauma.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we know everything is dual in nature. There's bad trauma. There's also healthy trauma. But with trauma, whether it's healthy or not, depends on how, you know what I'm saying? How you're
in essence, all trauma really is just like a lasting impression they leave on you for like exactly. Last all that time. Exactly. So when you think of trauma, a lot of people associate like bad, like, you know, an accident or a death. But meanwhile, you can have
healthy trauma.
Exactly.
Like you said, repetition and symbols.
Loving moments, like something that just brings good, that feeling, positive feelings towards you. So, man.
Say for instance, you looking at symbols that mean life, you more appreciative for life just off of that symbol. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or knowing the true meaning of something. Or that repetition of love from your family, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Can bring you at a higher mental state. And so it seems like all rah-rah until you see how some certain people operate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to make that point because that healthy trauma aspect is very important towards mentalism. People have so much negative trauma, and not saying you shouldn't work on it, but we never acknowledge the healthy trauma that has came as a result of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think another thing I want to add that's very important is you know what Rod said, being mindful of your thoughts before going to bed, but also that and being mindful of your thoughts when you first wake up in the morning. But those two times I feel like are when the mind is most vulnerable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we've talked about before, I think we talked about our technology episode, how the mind is most vulnerable, you know, during the process of it booting up. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in the morning when you're waking up, and it's also vulnerable in the process of it shutting down when you're about to go to sleep at night. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So being mindful of negative thoughts, they may enter your mind during that time, and really, really paying attention and emphasizing the positive thoughts, you know, the love, the gratitude. Like I said earlier in the episode, things that you're thankful for. And things of that nature, you know, especially during those two times.
Mm-hmm. Just like we think of our bodies as like fine machinery, same with our mind. It has to warm up, right. It has to cool down, same like any other piece.
And on that note, we're going to go ahead and close out this episode. This is a good one. This is a good intro to what we're going to be getting into with these seven laws. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This is a good starting ground to understand the seven laws of Tahuti, seven laws of Thoth. These are essentially the laws of the universe or the laws of life rather than things you have. These are not rules you have to live by. This is more so how the universe operates, right? This is a realization of what actually goes on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
If you haven't already, check out our chakra series and tune in next time for part two.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You guys know how you do. You know the outro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. From men to kings.
And from kings to gods.
This has been Fresh Fair Entertainment. Peace, family.
And we outie.
Got it.